Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's been 5 years since the pandemic. A little over 5 years now.
Wow, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
No.
Is that too soon, too long?
Think about an entire, a whole college career has had, like, somebody fully got their bachelor's degree and they've been out for a year. Like, it doesn't quite feel that long, but it has been. It's like, it's starting to be in the past. And then, you know, obviously what we're about to do today is kind of, it's a relic of that.
This was made back then?
Yeah.
Wait, how could you not? Okay.
I thought they were just trying to cost save.
Hold on. If you thought this was made now, how does that change your perception of the film?
Does not.
It shouldn't. People were like, well, we have to figure this out because what are we going to do? We need to still make movies, but you know, there were so many things that companies were trying to do. Obviously animation became a big thing, but animation for people who don't know famously takes a very long time to make. And so if you realize within the last couple of years, you're like, man, there's so many animated shows. It's because they were all being pitched 5 years ago because everyone was like, we don't know how long this pandemic is going to go. Maybe it's going to last, who knows, years and years. I mean, there was a time where it was 2 weeks and then it became forever.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. I remember I had a friend who was like, because it happened in March, it happened before my birthday. And he's like, man, we're going to be stuck in the house until October. And I remember everyone at my job shunned this man so quick.
Of course.
Being like, what are you talking about? That makes no sense.
Get behind me, Satan.
Not only was it past October, it was like, yo, the world, it took like 2 years for it to pick up again. I was like, yo.
I know. We had our, you know, battle with our first, like, because they've been warning about the pandemic. Remember on Netflix, they had the pandemic. There was a documentary was like, and then the pandemic happened, and that's why everybody called it a plandemic. Well, not everybody, but there was the
certain
conspiracy
people.
Theories. But yeah, you know, we did battle, we won our War of the Worlds 2025.
Why you do that, man? I feel like you shouldn't even be having fun. I don't even like that you're starting off this podcast with fun.
Did we not win the War of the Worlds? It was, you know, the world of humans and viruses.
Hey, man. I don't like that you're having fun. And I just had to watch a movie with Ice Cube, okay, as an NSA analyst, okay?
I don't know what could be more fun than that.
Nothing.
Eva Longoria worked for NASA.
Correct.
What did she do at NASA? I don't know, really.
She worked for... hey, we're not going to get into this right now, okay?
You having too much joy. Why you got all this joy?
Because
you watch what I watch? Did you watch what I watch? This movie
I sense some negativity.
No. I just want to make sure I know what process we're starting over.
Listen, when you win the War of the Worlds 2025, All right, let's start the show.
Jonathan Braylock,
James the Third,
Drum Milligan.
All right. Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood.
Hollywood City.
Move, bitch. Get out the way. Do you remember that?
How could you not?
I knew. I was like, oh man, there are so many lines in this movie that I'm going to quote. But when that happened, I was like, there it is. That's the one. That's the one. And he said it just like that.
I was watching it in my bed on the iPad. And when he said that, I just fell out of the bed. What else could you do?
I mean, it was
He
it
said
was
it great. Just like that. Move, bitch. Get out the way.
It was. Can we say great? Listen. I don't even want to get into it.
Oh.
What did the button say at the beginning of the movie? Oh, no, wait. My favorite line was. All y'all want to do is check on people's Amazon carts.
Yeah, they
y'all
want to
spy
line.
On Amazon carts.
Yeah, that was it. Became his catchphrase.
Yes.
Yeah, this film is actually Amazon Prime presents War of the Worlds.
Yo,
this is it.
That's right.
I had to message Bray as I was watching this. I think I was like 20 minutes ahead of him, and I was like, "Hey, man, I know we got to say this conversation for the podcast, but there's going to be a scene." That is so preposterous. We have to talk about
well, this. Well, let's just catch everyone up. First of all, I'm going to say this now because maybe we'll do an official celebration at some point, but I just realized, and this is also because I don't even know when this is coming out. It's going to be weeks after it's happened, officially happened. But we have, Kobe, we have officially been doing this for 10 years. This podcast is a decade old.
Wow.
10 years.
We're talking about half decades with the pandemic. This is the big step. This is a
full
big step.
Decade. It's wild for so thank you everybody who has listened to this podcast.
Yes.
Who has supported us over the years.
Oh God,
that includes Kobe, by the way. And for the I guess we have to officially I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's talk about what this is. This is a film review podcast. We review the films of leading Black actors. We talk about them in the context of race diversity in Hollywood. There are three of us that usually host. James has a kid.
Yeah.
So his availability sometimes is disrupted by that. But we have an incredible special guest with us here today. Gerard.
Oh wait. You know, it's 10 years. Let me see. Should I do a little let's say to the
10
classics.
10 years.
Let's say to the classics. Okay.
So stick with the classics.
Alrighty, okay. All right.
Kobe Omanaka, everybody.
Welcome. All the way from England.
England, yes,
that was
how we speak,
obviously. Horrible accent. I got offended.
Wait, let me do it. Kobe, let me do the cool one. Hold on, wait.
Okay.
Let me do a good one. It's just a little better.
No, it's actually maybe worse.
Is it?
I'm trying to think who that is. There is a person who speaks like that. I'm trying to think who that is.
Bluff. Like a little better, ting.
Oh, it's.
Come on.
Okay. Well, for those
come on,
of little you.
Better ting.
Kobe is an incredible producer and podcaster himself. You could check out his podcast Flix Watcher as well as The Wired Stripped.
Yes,
you know they've done 4 seasons. You're about to do season 5. If enough people just chant it out, you guys will get it done.
we get enough people telling us every day we need to do season 5 and. Basically, we started pre-pandemic, pre-kids, and then we all lived in London together, and now we've all gone to different parts of the country. So we want to do it in person, and that just logistically is hard when you've got five new people to care for, as well as talk about The Wire.
That is tough, but I believe in you. I believe you will finish it.
Thank you.
We all did Kobe's podcast back in 2019, I believe.
Lord Hammer.
Yes.
When we got to very fortunately go to the London Podcast Festival, this was
so
right before the world. I mean, that kind of was the
end.
That was the end.
it really was. We never knew how good we had it. We never knew.
We really didn't. We didn't know. It was that. I remember that show was so fun. We talked about, I believe,
Star Wars, wasn't it?
Yeah, Star Wars: The Last Jedi. Because we realized we had been swindled. We had all this hope in John Boyega's character in The Force Awakens. And then this thing kind of happened at the end where the way that they had edited the trailer had made it seem like maybe he was a Jedi. And then we realized at the end of Force Awakens, he wasn't. But it was still like, okay, but he's like the main love interest and all this stuff. And The Last Jedi happened and they were like, actually, nope, we don't care about this guy anymore. We're going to stick him in this other plot that's away from the main action. And then, I mean, the Rise of Skywalker happened and it was just like, why is this guy even here, actually?
the little they cared about that man, I will never get over.
Also, we were at, I believe, we were at the height of, we didn't know it at the time, but we were at the height of diversity and people caring about inclusion and at least.
When that film came out, you mean?
Yeah, but also 2019 in itself, we were like, it was like, we didn't realize the dip was about to, I mean, like, obviously, you know, Trump was just, but then like, we had this whole, well, I guess, you know what? Never mind. We had a little 2020. We had a little thing. That's right. We had a little boost there. And then the collapse happened.
But it was such a rebellion against Trump. It was like, then people had a fight in them.
Right.
Now I think people are just like, oh.
Then they got complacent. And now he's back. And they're just, everybody's like, well, you know, this is what it is.
Yeah.
Anywho, this is not a political podcast. That's why we're here today. We're here to talk about a delightful film. It's War of the Worlds 2025, because as you may know, this is a famous book, sci-fi book by H.G. Wells. And there was a famous radio play that they did, I believe.
Yeah, Orson Welles narrated it, and they all thought it was actually real.
The book came out in 1898. H.G. Wells, English writer. The radio play was in 1938, actually. People thought it was real because they just how realistic they were doing it. And also, like, that was the form of media. And so fast forward, by the way, to the pandemic. That's when they planned out this film that stars Ice Cube and the director, Rich Lee. Wait, now is this the same? Because somebody I know on this production also worked on like Searching. Like, they're big for.
It feels like this feels like it's supposed to be like Searching. Like, that is.
I think the guy who created this format, this Stream Life, I think it's called, was a producer on
He was a Searching producer.
And producer on this, yeah.
This director did a bunch of music videos. Yeah. So everything I see is like all music videos.
Yeah. It was the producer of Searching. He's done a few of these. He calls them a specific thing. I need to
Stream Life.
Stream Life, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the idea was like, hey, we're going to do this take on War of the Worlds, because like in the radio play, when people were like, oh, this is kind of the main source of communication that they would have had back then, right? Like, and that's how everybody would have gotten the updates. Like, now it's like it would be the Stream Life, like people would be getting updates from their videos and their phones. And so like the idea was like this would kind of mirror that, which is not a bad idea. Like, if you hear that in a pitch, you'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. And obviously pandemic times, they're like, we'll shoot this and the actors can kind of be by themselves. We'll give them the equipment. They can do their own thing. And so that was kind of the idea of it. I don't know why. I can't find out why it took so long for them to release this, because there's no way it wasn't finished. Like, I mean, like, right? Like, it's not like they were well, the graphics department, they really need some extra time. Well,
when did Amazon Air come out? Because maybe they were waiting for Amazon Air to launch.
That's crazy. I hope that's not true. I have no idea. I feel like they've been trying to do Amazon Air for such a long time.
Yeah, this ain't it.
So yeah, because this was filmed, this was conceived of in the pandemic and filmed shortly, like not too long after they like bought the rights or whatever. It was principal photography took place in late 2020, September 2020.
Oh wow!
So you think it was written then? It was written in that 2 week window as well. Then this whole
it was written. 100%. It was like I think it was pitched at the top of the year, and then written within those couple months, and then they filmed it because they were like, "This is pretty simple." And all of this, the quickness of it, all of that tracks when you watch the film. So the reason we're doing it today is, I mean, several reasons. This movie came out and it became, and now I don't, well, anyway, it was the number one movie, number one viewed movie on Prime.
It still is.
Has it not been surpassed by the time?
I watched it last night.
No. It said number five.
Oh, what? It was number... Actually, I can look on my computer right now.
Yeah, because the pickup, the Eddie Murphy movie had come out. That was number...
Yeah, but that's why I was shocked, because when I was watching it, the pickup was number two.
Well, it's interesting. I wonder, do we just get different numbers? See, this is the other thing about these streaming services.
I think people got different numbers.
Oh.
Which I can't... You can't trust them. You can't trust them.
Like, for instance, right now on mine, it says, this movie's number two. Oh, God dang it. Where'd it go? This is number two.
Wow.
Sorry, number one. Oh, no. It's down to number three now. All right. Never mind. It went down to number three.
Okay.
That's.
Yeah. On mine, it was like. Oh, no. It might have been number three. Sorry. It was number five for all platforms in terms of total minutes viewed. Number one was like Happy Gilmore.
Oh, got it. Okay.
It was number five in terms of all, you know, since whatever. This came out July 30th. We are recording this August 10th. This probably won't come out for a few weeks, but you have no doubt have heard about it, even if you haven't seen it, because it was famously one of the few movies that got a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. Now, that said, it's since gotten a boost.
Yep.
We are up to
doing a little better.
4% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats, guys. Well done. Well done, everyone.
22% audience score. Or popcorn meter, as they now call it, and we have no idea how much this film costs to make. Just kind of doing my own analysis, and we've been doing this for 10 years now. I kind of look at it, and I think it costs, about $13?
they got some special effects,
Free subscription to Amazon Prime for a year.
Oh man,
there's no box office because it came on Amazon Prime,
right?
And that's it. Okay, so sorry, that was a long spiel.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals. And 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
We can now get into War of the Worlds 2025. Kobe, you are our special guest today. Please kick us off with your initial thoughts of this film.
So just to clarify, this film, its official title is Amazon Presents War of the Worlds 2025.
Wait, is that real? Is Amazon Presents?
No, it's not.
Oh, I'm about to say, oh my God.
I'm in a few WhatsApp groups. I was never planning to watch this film, but everyone said I should watch this film. and I relented, like I'm like you guys did. You were just like, okay, let's just watch this film. And look, it's not great, but I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it in any way, shape, or form. This is the kind of film like Batman and Robin, The Room, Showgirls, where you can just enjoy, luxuriate in the terribleness. And the thing I take most against this film is the fact you have to actually watch him typing stuff and have to read stuff. You have to be semi-engaged.
The beginning of this film, I was like, yeah. Do they expect us to read all of the things that we're seeing here?
This is it. But this film is wild. I don't know. I'm not mad at Ice Cube because, you know, he sat directing himself to a script which is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess you can't blame him for that. But some of the plot points, Data is their food, is in the trailer. Mm-hmm. And at that point,
in the trailer?
Yeah, that's in the trailer. I've just seen the trailer. I haven't seen a trailer until just before this recording. But when they said, oh, this is it, they eat Data for food. I was like, what does that mean? Exactly.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
Other parts, look, his son is in on the plot to destroy America. His wife's dead, and he keeps referring back to this bin message that she's left. His daughter is a super genius, about to give birth any second, and has the ability to be able to create a virus that both destroys organisms and machines.
Yeah.
And why not? Fuck it. It doesn't matter. I had a great time with this film. It's a terrible film. I'm going to watch it again. I wish I could watch this in an audience with other people. This is where I would get lots of energy from this film. There are so many lines in here. Like you said, the move, bitch, get out of the way. Like I said, I just fell out of my bed when that line came out. Look, we can have bad films. We can have bad films that are fun. The worst films are like, your Suicide Squad, where it's just, why is this film being made? What's happened here? This is a fun film to watch. It's a terrible film to watch, but I had a lot of fun watching this, and I was looking forward to talking to you guys about it.
All right. That was great. Do you want me? I can go. It's a fine line, I will say. It's always a fine line between a movie that's just bad and it hurts your soul and it's unwatchable and it's like, this is just bad, and a movie that's so bad that it is good. And I believe the last film we reviewed that was so bad that it did wind up being good was Madame Web. Mm. Madame Web is terrible. It's awful, but it's like so bad. You're just like, it's just so laughably bad that you can start to have fun with it because it's, I don't even know what it is. There is a special sauce because sometimes movies are just bad and I hate them and I don't want to watch them. You just want to turn them off.
Yeah.
And you know what? This movie is so bad, it's good.
It is. You see?
It is. You see? It's so bad, it's good. It is. It is like, because what's the thing that's the craziest thing about this is that I actually think, like, if I heard the pitch for this film, I would think like, yeah, this sounds like this could be an actual good movie. And maybe that's part of what it survives. It's also Ice Cube. Like, you know what you get. You know, when you get Ice Cube, and he is a fantastic at delivering like what you need from him and want from him, and makes, mm-hmm. you know, movies like 21 Jump Street so great, and like, you know, him and like
Three
Fist
Kings.
Fight and Three Kings. I mean, yeah, obviously the classics, like, but I'm
Fist
just,
Fight is
I'm
so
just
fun.
Saying like the Ice Cube you have now of like, you know, you can get him and like, he's fun, like, and a movie like this, it's like, it doesn't actually make sense to me why they cast this was a vehicle for him. Like, on script, you're just like, no, you need somebody. Like, the reason Searching is like a really good movie is because I believe is like John Cho just has those acting chops, like, and you need somebody with like serious acting chops to like really be that. And not to say that Ice Cube can't act, it's just like it's a very specific thing. But at the same time, if it wasn't Ice Cube, then it actually wouldn't be so bad. It was good. It would just be bad. You know what I mean? Like, because the way that he delivers stuff is so, he is so committed to doing what he does. And even though it's like, you're just like, this is this doesn't make sense. It's fun. Like him saying move bitch get out the way is fun because it's Ice Cube. You know, like he's like watching stuff and just going like damn, and you're just like what? him just being like this is what's happening, and you're just like sure. He kind of it's so weird. It's both a performance that I assume will get and maybe even win a Razzie, but like it also is like the reason that this film is watchable and fun and people can celebrate it.
100%.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's all this other stuff. We'll get to that. I just wanted to talk about Ice Cube.
That makes sense. I just want to say some of the reviews, some headlines.
Sure.
Braylock mentioned that, you know, one of the reasons we did this movie was talked about everywhere. So far, people who have reviewed this movie is Men's Journal, The New York Post, BuzzFeed is back. The BBC says, is War of the Worlds starring Ice Cube really one of the worst movies of the decade? Good question. Shockingly bad, War of the Worlds, one of the worst movies of the decade by the New York Post. And, you know, after watching this movie for how long was it? An hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah, right? a nice short runtime.
90-minute movie. You know, I think this may be one of the best movies ever made. Okay. All right.
Wait, now, what? Hear me,
hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me out. I text Bray. I was like, I believe Ice Cube deserves a Golden Globe. And I was not being facetious. Let me tell you why. Okay.
A Golden Globe. What would it be for? Would it be for a comedy musical?
Yep. 100%. There is a scene early in this movie, because I didn't realize this was a COVID movie, because I have seen some of the searching movies. Like I like the John Shaw one. I like the Storm Reid one. I saw it on a plane. Mm-hmm. And it's like her mom gets taken.
Oh, that's
and I
right.
was like, and it's really, it's her and Nia Long. It's like really good. And so I was like, you know what? The idea of this on paper, like you said, makes sense. It's like, oh, aliens want data. What do we do now? A bunch of data. We have security issues. It makes sense. I knew I was on board with this movie. Where early on, when the first, I guess, aliens land, is supposed to like rumble and shake the world. For some reason, Ice Cube grabs a coffee cup right when they're coming down. He grabs a coffee cup and then they hit the ground and then he physically starts shaking. You see him go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh my God. And it's clearly just him. And I'm like, yo, this man is working, bro. Like this man, like at one point, he's like, oh, no. What's his daughter's name? He's yelling for his daughter. No. And he just gets up and just like Faith. Walks to the back of the room. Faith. Yeah. Faith. And he just walks to the back of the room. You better get your ass over there. Listen, man, he was doing it, bro. He was doing it. You know what? Look, I thought this movie was so entertaining. I thought the special effects was whatever. I thought like this was the biggest piece of like commercial.
Whatever is actually a nice way to describe the special effects of this film.
Don't know why that happened, especially because this is Amazon. This was the biggest propaganda film I've ever seen in my life. At one point, they were like, oh my God. He's like, you need to get a thumb drive. And he's like, well, we can't have thumb drives in this building. It's a lockdown. Blah, blah, blah. I can get you one. How you gonna get it over here? With Amazon Air. I've been training on this for 3 months. And then he's like, but you got to order something first. And he goes on the screen.
This is wild. This is wild.
And then on the screen, it says Amazon Air ordered. And then when the fucking robot, the drone gets through. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm scared. I just got to say this is part of the beginning. I'm so on board. This movie's so bad. They're like, hey, man, get that man free internet. He don't want the free internet to move over the drone. Give him $1,000 Amazon gift card. Mm-hmm. He automatically does it. And then, I don't know if y'all noticed, when the freaking thumb drive gets delivered, they cut to a screen that says Amazon Air delivered. And I was like, guys, this is crazy. I'm here for it, man. I think I've seen worse movies than this.
We're all watching it on Amazon Prime.
Yep.
Yeah. We're already here.
Also, we've seen so many worse movies than this, man.
This is the thing.
Like, there's so many bad movies.
Sure. Sure.
This is bad. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but this is pretty bad.
To me, like Kobe said, like if you told me Tarantino's theater had a midnight screening where like you could drink and like
and
They should, you know.
Throw Amazon stuff at the throw Amazon receipts
yep.
at the screen.
Yep. Yep. You know, like take a shot every time someone says the word Amazon or you see the boyfriend, yeah, I mean, the fiance in a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You'd be wasted. But yeah, I think it's great. These people are wrong. This movie deserves a 62% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, no.
62.
No. I mean, 62. Part of the charm is that it is like 4% is hilarious, I actually think.
Yeah, where does that come from? That's just 4%
like 4% is funnier than 0 because it's just like, what is it? What? 4%? Like, I think that's so funny. You're right. There have been worse movies made, but I will say... So one of the things that it does hurt my soul a little bit about this film is that it's an Amazon Prime thing. It's so many people have streamed it. It's weird because on the one hand, yes, I do think Ice Cube is like because he gives things 100%, but like it also feels like it, like any of us could have made, not just any of us, like anybody could have made this, you know, like it mm-hmm. it is so. It's like if you removed any star power from this, and not because of the way they're acting, like if you were able to just put in people, same performances, you just didn't know who these people were, and like put this in a film festival, people would be like, how did this get in the film festival? You know? And I don't mean like if you put this into Sundance. I mean, if you went to, you know, Milwaukee's film festival, people in Milwaukee would be like, I'm so sorry. Why did this get in? Like, yeah. It is that bad. And yet, here we are about to celebrate it. Okay.
See, you say that bad. I say pretty good. You know, I'm like, I'm trying to think of movies that I would watch. I'd watch this movie before I watched. Let me go down the list because I didn't make a list because I was like, you know what? People are just being rude. Because it's Ice Cube. I'd watch this movie before I watch Hidden Figures again.
What?
I would watch this movie.
Oh my
yep.
goodness.
I'd watch this movie before I watch The Help. I'd watch this movie before I'd watch Driving Miss Daisy. I'd watch this movie before I watch Dangerous Minds. I'd watch this movie before I watch Green Book.
This is because... Right. Of who you are and your feelings yeah. towards the film.
No, Bray, I think the actors in those movies are great, but I think Ice Cube saying, move, bitch, get out the way is better than any line you would hear in any of those movies.
All right.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. So this movie begins, like we said, with a bunch of, yeah, Ice Cube is an NSA agent who is doing surveillance, and he's like, I don't know, he's doing his morning surveillance of checking the threat level of different government buildings. The computer's telling him like threat level medium. We don't ever know what any of this actually means.
No,
it's just
no,
it's whatever. And so all these screens are coming up, and these words are coming up, and you know. Good for you if you can read everything that's being seen on it. And then very quickly, we get into the fact that this guy has two kids and he is spying on his kids Wild. In a way,
Yo.
In a way that is truly psychotic.
When he breaks into his son's computer and deletes his game whilst he's playing the game, what's the matter with you?
I didn't know that was possible. What? Yeah. I didn't know that was possible.
I think a lot of this film is impossible. That's what makes it. Yeah. Data is no one's food. There can be.
Yeah. Also, at one point, he's just checking his daughter's like.
Her fridge.
Like Bro. Heartbeat. Like a heartbeat. Yeah, and then he's oh, in the yeah. fridge. I was like, wait,
he
what?
Got, so, is this? So he fought. So we think. So he's looking at different people because like there's some person called Disruptor and they have this little shadowy icon that's for him. And apparently Disruptor is this huge hacker who's been hacking into government systems and is threatening to release a bunch of information exposing the government's program called Goliath, which is this like even greater surveillance. So this is the thing that I truly did not understand what they were trying to convey to us because we're watching a man abuse surveillance like you've never seen before in a way that is so invasive and so powerful and all consuming. And then we're told like there's a program that's even bigger than this. And it's just like, well, what does that even mean? Like, bro, he's hacking into everything. And like, anyway, we'll save that for later. Cause when he gets into like not believing his son, I was just like, I don't even like, you are like, isn't this Goliath?
Why
I thought this was Goliath. Like, you're hacking into literally everything that exists. You're hacking into fridges, cars, like the surveillance footage of not just outside, but like within like businesses, private businesses. You're hacking into people's phones, their laptops.
Like Gerard says, he's hacking his daughter's heartbeat. He's like, be able to track that.
Yeah, her Fitbit. Like, I mean, it's just like, okay. So anyway, so that's that. We'll put that aside. So he's trying to find this guy who's trying to expose the government, which I assumed was a government agent because, you know, you figure, oh yeah, this is a whistleblower who's talking about their surveillance program. Okay.
The moment the son said, I got to talk to you, I was like, this is the son.
Sure. And there's only, well, there's only like five
characters in this movie.
I didn't, and that's true. Maybe this is actually what the movie was intending. I thought that this whole him trying to find Disruptor, I did not think it was coming back because I thought this was just like a small little thing to get into. Because the War of the Worlds, I was like, once that happens, you're not going to care about who this hacker is. Like, that's over. The world has changed now. There's a bunch of aliens trying to destroy Earth. Who cares about who is trying to hack, blah, blah, blah. I was wrong.
very much.
Very I was much. Very wrong. So good on the movie for tricking me. Anyway, this stuff with his daughter, like, are we supposed to like this guy?
Dog, he's so creepy. And I'm like, what is happening, yo? I'm like, I struggled with it because he was just so weird. And then it didn't make it, they never gave us a reason why he was so weird. It's like, yeah, I guess your wife died. Oh, because the wife died, he's supposed to be extremely overly protective, but also like low-key agoraphobic. Is that his deal?
I missed the agoraphobia stuff, but I.
She just kept saying, "You never want to leave.
You never want to leave."
I just got impressed. I thought he was like too much into his work that he was like that was his main focus.
Okay.
But at the same time, he knew that from his office that he couldn't escape from.
Dude.
He could spy on
everything.
At one point, he was like, "Faith, I'm coming." Ah, they got me locked.
I mean, and this moment is particularly funny because anybody who has seen, obviously, I always forget to tell. We've been doing this for 10 years and we
nothing
never
will spoil this movie.
Ever tell Bray, people we're going to spoil Bray, a film.
Bray, they ain't watching this movie.
They've already seen it.
Everybody has seen it. And as you know, we never see another person in this entire NSA building, which that has to be the most unrealistic. I mean, of all the unrealistic things in this film,
this glass window, which takes the whole length of his room, no one walks past at any time to say, have you looked outside?
Never.
No one knocks on his door.
Ever see another person in this. And by the way, at a certain point in the film, he becomes, he gets his, clearance stripped and he becomes like a threat. And the idea that not a single government agent is coming to check on this man is so funny. Anyway, it's just...
He runs through the building.
Correct.
He runs through the building and
nobody's in the building.
Where's that flash drive? It's coming. Bro, that flash drive bit was great. I'm sorry.
I do get upset sometimes when I think about this because I'm like, well, what if we made something like that? But then nobody would care.
We'd have to get somebody really good. But this is my thing. Is it good enough to have a movie notoriously? I guess it is. We're talking about it. We're reviewing it. Like, it's so bad that we're talking about
Correct.
It. So I guess that's good.
Well, here's the thing too. We've talked, like a lot of people have talked about how the death of stars or like star power is dead. But like, this is one of these things that's like, well, if Ice Cube wasn't in this, right? Like nobody would be talking about it.
Yeah, true.
And so it would just be like some made-for-TV movie that nobody saw, but Ice Cube's in it. So it gives it like some sense of legitimacy. And then people are like, well, it's really bad. But now we talk about that because of it. Because stuff like bad stuff like this is made all the time. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. But like, why do we get, anyway, it's very interesting.
Man.
Paradox, I don't know. So, okay, so.
Also, it takes a while for the War of the Worlds to start.
It does. So so he's doing that. He's tracking his daughter. Then he's deleting his son's video game, telling him like, stop playing video games. Like, you know, he's like, why don't you get a real job? And he's like, this is my job. And he's like, you should have got this job at whatever, the NSA or FBI or whatever. He was trying to give him a government job. He's like, I'm not doing that. Then we get to, he's also, for some reason, leading a mission. Even though he's a data analysis guy, he's leading some mission to take down this distributor. He's like celebrating. He's got the "that was easy" button.
Yeah.
Just absolutely wild. Also, at some point when they storm this building, he's like, oh, the building's like security, or our footage is on public Wi-Fi. I don't even remember. He just said something about public Wi-Fi. So he was like, so everything we're seeing, this guy's also seeing. And I was like, well, that sounds like a real big problem.
Yo, at one point, first off, while this is happening, sorry, Eva Longoria keeps popping in to ask him about like, hey, are your spy friends seeing what's happening with the weather? And he was like, are y'all spying on the weather?
We watch people, not weather. He says that like seven times.
And I think this is a thing. They show her screen.
Yeah.
And the weather, the storms and stuff look so insane that we see Ice Cube look at this and go, I think he says one line. Yeah, he says that we watch people, not weather. But he comments on like that's crazy, and then just moves on. Like at one point, it's like a fucking tornado risk with like a purple streak of like lightning going through it. And I'm like, so everybody in the world sees this and no one cares?
When she came on the screen that first time and showed that weather, and like I said, there's a tornado going at 100 miles an hour. There's lightning pile driving through.
Horrible special effects, by the way.
So it's like the worst. That was the worst that the special effects got for me. I was just like, that's not how weather works. I know it's that's not how it works. No. But also it was just like, leave. Got a carry on stalking my son and his sister. Just didn't care about the weather.
None of this? You care about
By the way, what was his relationship with this NASA? Why was there a woman at NASA that he was talking to?
And why is she in all the pictures with his family?
Bro.
Does he date her at some point? Or
at the end of the movie, when they have the photos, he's wearing Papa Shark.
Yep.
And she got on the Mama Shark t-shirt.
So
she got on the Mama
So they
Shark
were
t-shirt.
Dating or something.
I don't know. That's what we have to assume.
You're asking for character development, Bray, and this is not that type of movie. Okay. You're asking for like plot details.
It seemed like it was implied that there was some romantic relationship between them, but it's never talked about or dealt with in any real way.
In that picture also as well, his daughter's boyfriend was there with the Amazon Prime capsule on.
Oh my God.
Every picture.
Okay. At the end?
He's still what he wears in all the pictures.
Let's talk about this too, by the way.
Oh my God.
So, in the midst of spying on his daughter, we understand that his daughter is pregnant.
Yep.
Are they married yet?
Yeah. Not married yet.
No, they're getting married.
They're getting married. They're not married yet. She is a brilliant scientist who is on the verge of curing disease. And I know you're asking me, John, what disease? And the answer is yes.
For this film, yes.
This film, the answer is yes. And we are led to believe that the person she is dating is an Amazon delivery guy. And no offense to any of our listeners, if that is your job, I get it. It's a solid paying job. Cool. But like in the world where you have someone whose father is a top level NSA agent, and this woman like is a brilliant scientist, it was just like, what are we doing on here? What's the, you know, I guess he's just a nice guy. I mean, that's great, but it was just like, come on now,
bro,
come on.
They
Prime.
Showed him. They showed him in that truck so many times. He's just in the truck. And he's like, where you going? He's looking around. I was like, why I gotta
also,
see?
Also, where was that? He going?
Who said that? Displaying the Prime badge at every, like, who said that? I don't know what it's like in the States, but the guys who deliver our Amazon Prime, they don't wear a uniform. They just like, they got like
what?
A, they just like wear a yellow jacket, typically.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so what I've realized is Amazon has so many deliveries that they have people that they outsource. So sometimes it will just be a person in like a yellow vest in their car.
Yeah, exactly.
Like just delivering stuff versus being in the Amazon van. But this guy was official because he had the uniform and the van and the hat. So he was Don't forget the hat. Also, what's so crazy about this movie is like, as Bray was saying, like, you know, Ice Cube is setting up this like raid on the house of this hacker, he thinks. His friend is in there. Of course it's the wrong house. But then when she's in there, the first asteroid start hitting. And what's funny about a movie like this, because in theory it should work. If you watch Searching and Searching 2, so much happens just from screens. But for some reason, seeing these aliens start to like come out of their shell or whatever looks so fake and so cheesy. And in my mind, I'm like, it could have looked so good because you don't have to see them that much. Like in theory, you don't need a wide shot of these aliens because it's on a phone, or at least not a perfect one.
Right. But they're like, we don't want to pay anybody to do this. So,
yeah. Yeah. Also, okay. Ice Cube yelling at a screen when he can't do anything is hilarious.
What?
And then to me, the most egregious thing this movie does is they give him these voiceovers when he's like reading something on a screen. Like there's one, and this is me skipping ahead. He does that at the beginning, but I really remember at the end when he's like, the government was lying to me the whole time.
Oh my
Goliath
God.
Is real. They've been lying. I was like, come on, man. Why?
What about the emails writing to his kids? The hardest thing in the world is being a father. And he writes his email through the whole film as well, right? So he starts it. He has to stop because he's got to like surveil some stuff. And he goes back. keeps going back to this email. I'm like, what?
I don't. Also, he put so many spaces in this email. I was like, bro, you don't have to. You don't. Every sentence doesn't need to have its own line.
Also, why not just do a voiceover? Like, why could you just not record a video? You've been doing nonstop.
No, man. He wanted to send a personalized message, a letter, a written letter, if you will, written on the computer screen.
So we could all read it.
Man.
So, okay. When this thing finally starts, okay, the first thing that happens, all these meteors, you know, they seem like meteors. They're all like blowing, like hitting every major city in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we get the coffee cup spill, I think. And he's like, then we have Eva Longoria as some NASA. She works at NASA. What does she do for that? I don't know. Why is she on the ground checking this out? Who knows? She goes towards the meteor and they're like, hey, yeah, like go check that out.
Go touch it. Go touch this thing, which might be radioactive, which might explode any second. What are you doing?
It is...
And then
we get our first fake death, right? This is our first of maybe 12.
Everybody has
everybody
a fake death.
Everybody multiple times in this movie dies and then comes back. It's crazy.
It also is never justified how they came back. Like she is right by the alien and survives.
Why not?
Yeah. Why?
Why not? How?
The like, first time it actually the first time it happens is the raid, right? Because then doesn't that whole building blow up or something?
Yes, and she comes back.
And then all of a sudden she's out on, and then that person's out down there, and then she's like, oh, and then it starts blowing everything up again, and then she's out. But then she comes back again, doesn't she?
She comes back again.
Does anybody die in this movie?
Wait, no, I think she does, right?
No, she's at the end.
She's at the end too?
She's in the family picture, remember?
Oh, that's right.
He's going around touching alien tentacles.
You know what's so interesting about it? But what's so funny about this version of War of the Worlds, which again, on paper, makes sense. These aliens weren't trying to kill us. They were just trying to feed on the data. Right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So what makes sense about that? Sorry.
Because in theory, these aliens aren't trying to kill anybody. They're just trying to go and find the biggest data centers and just eat. Mm. That's it. They was eating. They was hungry.
Okay, so let's get to this too, by the way. I mean, this is a little bit into the movie, but essentially we who tells us this?
Eva Longoria.
Or is it Eva? Oh,
yeah,
because
okay. she
finds out.
She touches aliens, right. Gets aliens all over it in a scene, which is...
Right, she's like, ah, they're all over yeah. me!
They're in my clothes!
That's the second time she almost dies. Yeah. And she's like, they're little microscopic things, they're all over me! And then she comes back, she's like, I got three of them. And you're like, what?
And she's just there, she's got an old school SD card as well. And she's like,
Look,
they're just like, they're eating it. They're eating it. They're eating the data. They want the data.
Also, how does she collect those little aliens?
We don't know, Jura.
I think they just landed in her hand. She just combed them out.
She's a NASA agent. She can do a lot of things. Okay, but we find out. So eventually we find out that the disruptor is his son.
Brilliant scene.
He exposes this whole... First of all, he keeps trying to tell him about Goliath, this big government program that surveil everybody. And Ice Cube's like, that doesn't exist. Even though, like we said, he surveils everything. And again, what is Goliath if not exactly what he does? So like, why he wouldn't believe that there was just a higher level of this when he himself is only level 3 clearance and there's 5 clearance levels. I don't understand that at all in any shape, way, or form. It's like not that big of a conspiracy to believe in. It's like you already do the thing that nobody likes, which is you spy on people, you hack into people's phones, you hack surveillance cameras. Like you are exactly what we're talking about. Like we don't need a bigger thing than this, whatever this is. But he was like, okay, so they knew that the bigger conspiracy is that the aliens, everybody goes back to Area 51, of course, the aliens had crashed on Earth before, and we realized then that they eat data. And so the reason that we were never supposed to do Goliath is because we knew that it would cost, not because of the absolute horrendous moral and ethical implications of spying on your citizens at all times. It's because aliens will come from space and eat our data. And so that's why they didn't want to do it. But of course, Mark Evan Jackson? Clark Gregg.
When you say Jackson, I know who you meant. Yeah.
Because he looks very similar. So yeah. Clark Gregg, NSA director, is like, no.
How long was he? He must have filmed 15 minutes. For this
easy.
Film. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, easy. Sure.
He was at home. He was in his home office.
Yeah,
he was in the toilet, I thought.
He probably was.
Because he was down there, just sat there, looking down with white towels behind. I thought he was in the toilet, just...
Honestly, probably. This movie was...
We never understood anything about this guy, because he was like, it was worth the risk. And it was like, what do you mean? What was worth the risk? You already, also, what are you talking about?
Also, you're telling me nobody knew he built the world's, this whole satellite thing, no one in the government knew he did it?
Yeah, none of this makes a lick of sense, including the motivation.
Can I go back to something you just said there, Ray? Because you said he's got mid-tier clearance.
Right.
Why is he talking to the president? Why has he got like a direct line to the president to like, why is he making PowerPoints to the president and then telling him what's going on?
No, correct. It doesn't make any sense. He's in like a Zoom meeting. He's late to a Zoom meeting with like the Secretary of Defense, the president, like the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And it's like Ice Cube being like, here's what's going on. And you're just like, all right. Never in a million years. Also, am I going to be racist? I don't know. The way that Ice Cube conducts himself in this movie, I'm just like, guys, they wouldn't let this guy be. They just wouldn't let him do this. Like, we've seen what Colin Powell had to do. Like, it's just like Ice Cube just being like, damn, like, you all understand. I'm just like, what are we, who are we kidding?
it's so funny because I don't know if they're supposed to, if we're supposed to take this movie serious in any way, shape, or form, but Ice Cube is so fascinating because, again, Bray, you're right, but also they don't do many, they don't have him discover many things on his own to yeah. make him seem smart. Mm. Like a lot of the stuff Eva Longoria kind of figures out. And right. then he like realizes it like, oh, so is this, but he doesn't discover anything.
And he's not really doing it. Like, okay. Eventually we get to see him maybe do the hacking stuff with his son. But before this, it's like, he's just a glorified security guy, you know, who's looking at security footage. Like, mm-hmm. what is he actually doing that's like so impressive that he has to, it's like, all right, well, and like, he's like running reports, but like, it's just the computer telling him stuff. Like, he'll just like click on a thing and be like, run report. like, and then the computer will be like, okay, this machine is moving at X, blah, 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 whatever.
That technology. What is that technology? Cause he copied that. He selected the alien. He knew exactly how yeah. much it weighed, mm-hmm. like the land speed, the velocity. What it had for breakfast that morning.
I don't know. It was given to our military guys, yeah. and then we're supposed to believe that they used this information to start beating them, and they were. Also, but then also then he was like, oh, they're changing. Everything that he discovered, it seemed like he saw on the news like literally 2 seconds later. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so I guess you're not doing much because the news is able to, like, he'd be like, okay, they're going after the data centers. And then like literally 5 seconds later on CNN, they'd be like, so all of yes. the things are converging on data centers around the world. And you're like, okay, so, and I wasn't sure, like, I didn't know what time was, except for these crazy moments where all of a sudden they would show a clock and then the clock would move forward in time. And I would be like, why now? Like, why now do you care about time? Like, we haven't, like, time is ethereal in this movie. We don't know what day it is. Like, is this all happening in one day? Like, who knows? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. How much time was going on? I guess it was one day.
And I guess it was one day, but even though that doesn't really make any sense, but like, sure, like everything was moving at the speed of light until it wasn't. And like, when they did the hacking thing, they were like, we have to let people know it took about 30 minutes for them to put all this together. And I was like, we don't care. What?
Yo.
You did not need to show a time lapse because we have been just buying the fact that time doesn't really exist in this world.
100%. But also, it's one of those things too. It's like, not only does time not exist, but it's funny because, maybe it does. Maybe this is solely one day. It starts at the top of the day when he gets to work.
It's definitely one day.
His daughter's, you know.
No, it is one day.
Also, sorry, the thing that makes me laugh about this movie so much is when his son, he finally starts working with his son, and then the aliens come to the son's house because he has so much. Why did he go? Because his son has data?
Well, no. The aliens, when they try to upload this virus, and there was supposed to be the triumphant moment, they uploaded the virus, then somehow them doing that, the aliens were able to stop it because later on it's explained because they are cyborgs and they're part machine, part...
organic.
Organic, thank you. Because of that, the virus didn't kill them, and yet it somehow alerted them to who tried to kill them. And so then they went after all of the people.
Yeah, and all of the IP
tried
addresses.
To kill all of them.
But he actually matched his IP address.
Yeah. So back to our earlier point of who died, I think all of these kids died, right?
Yeah.
Like except for the son.
Because the son routed. First off, Ice Cube made me laugh because he's like, you couldn't go to his house and then reroute it. So you ain't blow up my house.
Yeah.
I ain't got alien.
Invasion
I got
insurance.
Alien invasion insurance.
Yeah. I got no alien invasion insurance.
Yo.
When Ice Cube says it, you're like, hell yeah.
Oh, that's a fair point.
Hell yeah. He ain't got it.
Yeah. He when he thinks his son dies, he like is like, no.
Did he get every time he gets really emotional, he has to stand up and pace a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh. Guys, this movie, I don't even know this. What even say about this thing?
So then they realize that they've known about this all along. And so now they're like, okay, we have to upload a vi- a virus to the data? Right? Was that the idea?
They have to upload a virus that's embodied with the virus that his daughter knows how to make. So they have to make it like a cyborg virus that kills both machine and organic matter.
And yet somehow that exists in a USB chip?
Yeah, sure, why not? Doesn't matter.
I love that the one like realistic thing that they did in this, they were like, so dad, just put it on a USB stick. And he was like, I don't have one. This is the NSA. They don't let USB sticks in here. And it's like,
yeah, but he's allowed to be on WhatsApp and all these different channels at the same time. Right. So what's the difference?
And nobody's here. Like nobody works. There's zero people in this building and nobody came to get you when you were stripped of your clearance.
Also, his son is such a good hacker that when he loses his clearance, he just pops up on the screen. I've been watching you too, dad. Click this. And he gets it all back in seconds. In seconds.
His son is literally the best hacker in the world. I did think that the kids were really trying with their acting. Yeah.
This is my thing. I'm not even going to lie. We're crapping on Ice Cube, but like you said, Bray, Ice Cube does a certain thing, which is like he talks out the side of his mouth.
Yeah.
He gets really aggressive, but you're watching a man or performer on screen by themselves talk to nothing.
Yeah.
When he's like looking at the screen and it's supposed to be like someone exploding and his face just freezes a little bit, I was like, oh, is it frozen? And I'm like, oh no, this is him just like, I can't believe this is hard. Like this is doing the hard work.
It's hard. And that director, this is his first feature film, right, as well. So how can he get that across to him in the direction from a Zoom screen to say, this is how you need to react?
Yeah. And he's probably by himself.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a camera person with a mask on, you know, like,
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said at the start. I've got no shade against Ice in this film at all. None of it's his fault, apart from like what you were saying before, that is he the right person for this role?
Right.
It needs someone more nuanced as an actor who can just work out how to do this. Ice is great when he's got good direction, he's got good people to bounce against, and that carries across so many different genres of films. It's kind of crazy what he's good in when he's used properly, but is he used properly in this? Maybe not. Is he great in this? Yeah. And no, at the same time.
Also, I'm not gonna lie.
It's a paradox.
When he's running at the end.
Oh my god!
When he's running at the end and he catches the drone, and then like he goes in and they start like, I think what is it? They're like pulling his legs or something like that. My mind goes to like, what was there when he was acting that scene? Like, was he just like in a white room and they're like, don't worry, we're gonna CGI everything, just like claw towards like the screen. And I'm like, why are y'all setting it up like he's going to die? No one has died in this movie. And you're not about to kill Ice Cube.
No, totally not. I mean, we're supposed to like think he's like sacrificed himself and then it doesn't. Also, whatever. I mean, it's like the War of the Worlds, the original, like obviously the book written by British author H.G. Wells has a really cool ending that the movie, Steven Spielberg movie adapted, which is, the thing that winds up killing these aliens is bacteria.
Is that how it's in the original? That's the original Zoom?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. And it's like, they like, humans lose, like, we cannot stop them. Like, we do not have the military might to stop them. It looks like we're just completely beaten and done. And then eventually, like, the person in the book, like, comes out and he's like, they're all dead. And they're like, what the heck happened? And then they were just like, it was bacteria. And in the Steven Spielberg movie, it's like they're literally like kind of like eating us and using our blood to like
grow
their crop. Oh yeah, it's pretty gross. the Spielberg one is great though. It really it's PG-13, but it feels like it should be R just because of how like horrifying it is at times. But there's no cursing, I think.
I think there's two scenes, or one scene I remember being like really intense. It's like him and Dakota Fanning, and like the house is getting like broken down, or he's trying to like save the thing in the house. I was like that, but then also I remember being so upset at that movie where like they get to Boston and the sun is just chilling.
Yeah, that almost single handedly ruined the film. It's funny because it's just like Steven Spielberg wanting a happy ending, but it was just like it was so unrealistic. It was I hated that.
Like, nothing happened to Boston at all places. They taken Boston first.
No, it's so stupid. I hated that. Anyway, back to War of the Worlds 2025. There's nothing else really else to say. It's just so
sad.
I've got one comment, yeah, which I bump against, is that we see them eating the data. We see them eating the data in the field. Yeah.
And again, what does that mean? We don't know.
Yeah. But then we see him on his Facebook page.
Correct.
And his Facebook page has been eaten. We see that disappear before our very eyes. But YouTube's still there.
Everything's still there.
Amazon's still there. They've gone for Facebook first.
Kobe, I can't tell you. When they were like, well, the reason our military is waiting is because like GPS doesn't work anymore because our data is being eaten. And I was just like, first of all, I was just like, is that how GPS works? Yeah. I was like, what?
Planes
like,
are falling. Planes are falling out of the sky as if aerodynamics just stopped working. Because
I was just like, what? Like, it was just like, I was like, first of all, didn't they say that they took out a bunch of our satellites? Wouldn't GPS? It made no sense. They were like, well, there was no warning because like they took out our satellites. It was like, yet the internet still works, GPS still works. Like this
isn't the lack of satellites a warning?
Makes no sense.
Isn't that like if all the satellites went, wouldn't someone say, hold on, that's a bit strange. Guys,
I was just like, what? Like the things that worked, and then like our data is being eaten, but he's still on the computer. Like I was just like, so what is data? Like what does that mean? What does it mean?
Just Facebook. Like, it's Meta. Instagram wasn't working. Facebook wasn't working. That's it. Everything else is fine.
Yeah. Anyway, I was like, yeah, he was still able to go on Amazon Prime and order something to get this.
Also,
wasn't that data eaten?
But also, how does that work? It's like you have to go order it before I can send it, even though I have the drone right here. Screw them for
this. Did he also have the USB stick in his bag as well? Did he just have that ready?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Fine.
Yep.
So he just has like a bunch of stuff to send.
I can't get a movie made.
Oh my God.
This movie got made.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say before you do the cause?
I want to say something to the Hollywood system. Just let me make a movie. You know what I'm saying? And I could tell you this, if it's as bad as this one, at least it'll be talked about. You know what I'm saying? So what's to lose? This movie was so bad that I bet you a bunch of people watch this. And you know what? I just Googled Amazon Air. If it was real, I would have ordered something from Amazon Air just to see if I got it delivered by a drone.
Oh, this daughter, Amon Benson, she played Kenya's daughter in Black AF.
That's where she's from.
Oh, and she was also in Candy Cane Lane with Eddie Murphy.
Got it. I was like, because the whole time I was like, yo, she's so familiar.
Yeah.
Damn, she's making rounds, all the black dads. Black dads.
All the black dads, that's so true.
So who's the son then? I don't recognize the son from anything.
I've never seen him.
Hunter Hall is his name. And he was in Harriet.
Okay.
That Harriet Tubman movie. And I guess apparently he was also in two episodes of When They See Us, but I don't know who he would have played in that. I guess he was maybe somebody's brother, younger brother, probably. I guess apparently he was also in the movie Black Nativity. You remember that with Forrest Whitaker and
when he was like, he must Jennifer have been like Hudson. Two.
I know, right? Yeah. Anywho. Oh, yeah, because Jacob Lattimore is in that. Yeah. It's time for The Cause. We rate and review films not based on how much we like them, but whether or not they help the cause of leading black actors in Hollywood. If we feel like a film fully helps the cause, we give it a black fist. Someone helps the cause, we give it a white palm. If it doesn't help the cause at all, we don't give it anything. It's a very interesting one. War of the Worlds 2025. Gotta give it a think about that. Okay, on the count of three, we'll raise our ratings for War of the Worlds 2025, an Amazon feature. Three, two, one. Okay, yeah, sure. I wasn't sure. I really wasn't. I'll give it a black fist.
Listen.
Three black fists.
Kobe, you want to say why you gave it a black fist first?
Because why can't we have terrible films which are great?
My man.
you know?
My man.
The ones I talked about at the top, The Room, Batman and Robin, which I hate watch every now and again. Why not? Let's have it.
To me, this movie is progress. Kobe, you're right. We deserve to have bad movies too. And you know what? We deserve to make a bad movie. And you know what? Make another movie after that. Because people make bad movies. Yeah. All right. And also, this movie, you know what? I would like to say that I believe that not only do we get to make bad movies, I think that this movie is one of the worst movies. And that's a really strong thing to do. This movie was so utterly bad that it became famous for being bad.
Yeah.
So you know what? Even when we bomb spectacularly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that quickly as well. Like, The Room took years for people to grasp it. Mm-hmm. Batman and Robin, well, that just destroyed superhero films for the longest time, didn't it?
Yep.
Showgirls, I don't know. But yeah, how quickly this just spread across the internet, spread across the world, is astonishing, right? So well done. Congratulations.
And it was done because of Ice Cube. And so that shows Hollywood. It shows people who make movies. Hey, black actors can be the stars of bad movies too. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And people will come see them. We still have star power. It's like, I truly believe that Ice Cube is the reason this movie is popular, way more so than the producer who made all these stream cast, what is it?
Stream Life.
Stream Life movies.
Stream Life.
So anyway, I agree. Fist. And also, you know, we got two young up and coming black actors in here who've got great credits. So Ahmad and Henry, and who knows, maybe they'll be leading a movie someday, and this is another film that people have seen them in.
And they'll be like, oh, I remember when I had to do that. It could be a good joke.
Mm-hmm. So, Kobe, thank you so much for doing this podcast. It was an honor to have you. So, obviously, people can check out
Flix Watcher.
Watcher and The Wired Stripped. Anything else you would like to plug, or social media or anything like that?
No, just my name. If you type my name to Google, if the data still exists, I think it's a unique name, so you'll find me. So if you want to find me, just type that in. But yeah, if you like talking about films, Flix Watcher, if you like the TV show, HBO show, The Wire, then, you know, go there. We've got The Wire Stripped, and at some point, the last and final season will be dropping soon. And our podcast is different because we have interviews from people like David Simon, who creates The Wire. We've got Clark Peters, who's now a friend, who joins us on quite a few episodes. We've got a lot of the guys who've been in the cast and crew joining. So yeah, if you want to hear from the behind the scenes stuff, then visit The Wire Stripped. But otherwise, just listen to this podcast, my guys, and help Gerard make a film. Damn it.
Please, thank you. I need that. Thank you. I need that. Just get me, because we can make something better than this. You know, Braylock would judge me while I film it. So it's like, we'll be perfect.
You can, of course, follow us at Black Men Podcast on Instagram and Threads. We also have a Patreon and a Red Circle. It helps keep this podcast free. $5 a month. You get a whole bunch of episodes. I don't even know how many is on there now. But yeah, we do new movies on there all the time as well. It's really fun. So even if you can only help out for a little bit, it does help us out. Also, there's a discount for a year if you sign up for a year. So check that out. And what else is there to say? Follow me at John Braylock. If you like improv and you live in Los Angeles or visiting Los Angeles, California, I perform at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, Franklin Avenue, with a team called Dance Club Remix. We perform every other Monday and Thursday. So yeah, check that out.
Love. James isn't here, but you can follow James at Rule of Three Inc. on I think that's Twitter and Instagram. I know he's got some comics. He has a show coming up at the end of August, which is called it's an improv show. It's like a talk show. Here we go. It is called James Third Presents Impressions. Oh, sorry. Inside the Impressions Studio.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yep. You can check that out at UCB on Well, you know what, James? Oh, August 31st at 7 p.m. So you can check that out. Since this comes out after the 21st, you can follow me at Jerrod Milligan on Twitter and Instagram. Also, it should be announced by now, but I'm doing my solo show at the New York Comedy Festival in New York.
Whoop!
Thank you. It's going to be November 7th. Oh, sorry, November. Oh, Sunday, November 9th at 7. We are opening up the festival, which is fucking terrifying, at
what
UCB.
That, what does that mean? You're opening up? You're the first show of the festival?
It's one of the first shows of the festival. Whoa. So, yeah.
You'll smash it.
Very excited. Very terrified. Remixing the show a little bit, so it's going to be a little different, but it's going to be at UCB in New York, November 9th at 7 p.m. So those tickets should be up soon. But yeah, come through if you're on the East Coast, baby.
All right. We will see you in 2 weeks. Peace.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.